From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Flood survivors in Pakistan are growing increasingly frustrated with the slow pace of delivery of emergency supplies, a challenge made all the more difficult by ongoing heavy rains. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon flew over some of the hardest hit areas on Sunday and later said he'd never seen a disaster on such a massive scale.
I'm here also to see what is going on. One more need should be done. And I'm here also to urge the world community to speed up their assistance to Pakistani people.
Moon says only about one-fourth of the more than $450 million needed for initial flood relief efforts has arrived so far. The jury in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich resumes deliberations today after a three-day break. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the jury is struggling to reach agreement on a number of criminal counts.
This is now the 13th day. The jury will try to reach agreement on the charges facing former Governor Blagojevich and his co-defendant brother, Robert. So far, jurors have reached a verdict on just two counts, and they told federal judge James Zagel last week they were deadlocked on other counts and had yet to consider several more. Rod Blagojevich faces 24 counts of corruption in all, his brother Robert, 4. Both have pleaded not guilty to charges of trying to shake down people for campaign contributions and of trying to trade or sell President Obama's old Senate seat to the highest bidder. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama travels to Wisconsin today. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the president will be talking about energy storage and will also campaign for Democratic candidates.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is running for governor and appears to be in a tight race with Republican contenders. Democrats are also trying to hold on to control of the Wisconsin legislature. So President Obama will be in Milwaukee raising money for his party's candidates. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee says the fundraising overshadows any concerns some Democrats may have about the president's poll numbers.
Politics is very pragmatic and really expedient. The only thing that campaigns want is to win.
The president will also speak to workers at a Milwaukee-area company that builds energy storage units. Republicans say they plan a rally to criticize the president. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, says he's seeing some areas of progress in the war there, but the gains are relatively recent.
The progress, if you will, really just began this spring.
Petraeus on NBC's Meet the Press. In an interview with the New York Times, Petraeus opposed any rapid drawdown of American forces in Afghanistan next summer, the date set by President Obama to begin reducing U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan. This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. and South Korea are holding more military exercises despite warnings from North Korea against such drills. The latest exercises make use of computer simulations and involve about 30,000 U.S. troops and more than 50,000 South Korean forces. North Korea has warned that unless the drills are halted, the North will respond with what it calls a merciless counterblow. The controversy over a mosque and community center proposed for a site near Ground Zero in New York is dividing families of those killed in the September 11th attacks. Julie Walker in New York reports President Obama's comment that the mosque could be justified on grounds of religious freedom is deepening those divisions.
The planned mosque and community center would be two blocks away from Ground Zero. But for some victims' families, that's still too close to where the September 11th attacks took place. But other victims' family members, such as Adele Welty, who lost her firefighter son on 9/11, support the mosque.
There can be no better way of honoring those who were killed on 9/11 than to say we're a country that has survived an attack and we are supporting peace-loving Muslim Americans.
Welty says she's glad President Obama supports religious freedom and the right to build a mosque near Ground Zero, even though he would not weigh in directly on the wisdom of putting one there. For NPR News, I'm Julie Walker in New York.
Two astronauts aboard the International Space Station are slated for a spacewalk this morning to finish making repairs on the cooling system of the orbiting outpost. They'll be installing a new ammonia coolant pump. The space station has been operating on half of its normal cooling capacity since last month. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support